Hey guys, and welcome to Variety Radio. Wait, what? I totally messed up that intro. But hey guys, and welcome to the Vampire Diaries on the VRO. I'm Keisha, and on the line with me is Kristen. Hi, Kristen.
Hello.
Wasn't that the most beautiful, epic intro ever? It's gorgeous, right?
Yeah, of course it was.
A hot mess like these flashbacks. But, you know... Yeah.
No. Go on.
No. Okay.
No.
Well, okay. Okay, well, we did figure out a few things. Like, Caroline is definitely carrying Alaric's babies. And they semi-explained how that was possible by saying that her body functions normally, so, of course, she can hold these babies. And do you know what the
well,
first thing I thought
Well, I think they said it's
of?
Because she can't die.
She can't die, yeah, she can't. Hmm?
No, that they said that it's because her, she can't die, so the babies would be protected because of that. So, I don't know. I still think it's weird.
Yeah, but then Caroline was like, how is this possible? And then Alaric was like, yeah, well, your body functions normally. And when she took the pregnancy test, my first thought was, oh, so vampires do pee. Now I'm just imagining small talk on the loo between, like, Klaus and Elijah.
Oh, no.
Let's not.
Oh, God.
It's not.
But, no, that's stuck in my head.
Vampire peeing aside. So, yeah, Caroline is most definitely pregnant, and she's the reason that Alaric has those beautiful little twin girls in the flash forward, which we also see Damon pops up. And I think he threatened the lives of their of Alaric's girls if he didn't let him in.
Oh my God!
So they're clearly
only Damon. Only Damon would do that.
Why don't you say that like it's okay? Like yes, it's okay because Damon said it. I'm gonna kill some puppies.
Oh no!
Oh, you're so Damon.
No, I'm not saying it's okay, but he is pretty much the only person that would do it. At least on the Vampire Diaries.
True, unless Stefan goes into Ripper mode. But even if he did it, he'd still feel bad about it. I don't think Damon really... I'm just... Maybe, a little bit, but he wouldn't show it.
I just don't like that these flash-forwards are... They're, like, creating... I don't know how to explain it, but they're, like, putting it in our heads that this is how it's going to happen... How it's going to be in 3 years. Like, we like the Alaric and Damon bromance. And now they're telling us that 3 years from now, they're not even going to be speaking because...
It's spoiling our...
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It's forming our... I don't know. God, I don't like it. They need to stop.
It's a big, sad cloud because the future does not look so great. The only future...
No,
who
it doesn't.
Looks the only person with a great future so far is Tyler. Because
yeah,
he
got out of it all. Well, and Enzo, because Enzo's with Bonnie.
Yeah, but Bonnie's all depressed, so how...
I know.
Not even...
I know. I don't like it. Because you know what? I feel like... Okay, we're in the seventh season, right? And we don't know how much longer the show's going to be on for. So I really hope that it's not like, surprise, the seventh season is going to be the end, and ha, you already know what's going to happen. You know what I mean? But it's like, in the first flash forward where we saw Rick's twins, Damon had never seen them. So them not speaking, to me, is going to happen soon. Because if Caroline is pregnant with the babies, and Damon has never seen them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just it's weird.
part of me wants to either flash forward permanently to this future and fix everything, or just pretend that those previous ones didn't happen and just cut off all the flash forwards. Like,
exactly.
I'm tired of being in limbo.
Exactly.
So that's what's driving me a little cuckoo, is that whole situation. And I can also see, like, like you said before that it was a crutch, and I understand that now because, you know, the whole Bonnie and Enzo thing, like, they end up together somehow in the future, and now they're setting the building blocks for them this season with their little antagonistic, trying to be Bonnie and Damon 2.0, bonding and insulting each other. Like, excuse me, we already have that, okay? We don't... We don't need another. There will never be another Bonnie / Damon bonding and insulting each other. Okay, just accept that.
They're pretty close, though, I have to say, Keisha.
They are cute together. I don't want to admit it, because then that would mean me admitting that maybe one of the flash forwards is good. So I don't want to go there.
Well, semi good, because she is a little cuckoo.
Yeah, that's true. But they are cute, and it's a nice break from all the sadness. Like, what is up with those people that are just compelled to sit there and like with the IVs? Like, what is that?
I don't know, but they're freaky looking. Like, that shit is weird. Who did it? Do we know? Do we know who compelled all these
Julian.
People?
I bet you it's Julian.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me, actually.
Didn't we already establish that he's psychotic and Lily now understands?
Yes.
Which, bonus point for Lily for, like, recognizing that.
I know. It took her long enough.
I did love the son's intervention, but... David and Stefan sitting their mom down and going, listen, mom, you got a problem. You have a thing for monsters. So we're gonna sit here and talk about all the bad things our dad did to us until you get it. So, oh, poor Damon had to eat his pet turkey.
Oh, my God, I know. I was like, oh, my God, no, that's disgusting. And he's, like, begging to just not make him eat it. And nope, Giuseppe Salvatore made him eat Sammy.
He's even more of a monster than we thought. I mean, holy crap.
I know. Seriously, he was a douche. I can't believe he burned him with his cigar.
Yeah, do you think this helped explain Damon a little bit more and his mentality and
I think
that's
so.
Who he is?
I think it does a little bit, because he just has this, not a lack of respect for authority, but he just, I don't know. I think it does. Because he also was protective of Stefan. Like, he was trying to protect Stefan from getting in trouble. So he took the blame, and that's kind of what he does now.
Pretty much, yeah. It definitely does show how Damon was shaped as a person. And how he's not really trusting of people at first. Like, his first instinct is to kill. I think he has that in the back of his mind. Because, you know, Giuseppe, wasn't he sort of respected in the town? Like, people didn't see this side of him, obviously.
Yeah, I don't think they did.
Yeah, so, that was just so messed up. It was very hard to watch that and to see Damon stick up for Stefan again and take the blame. And the mother just sitting there. I mean, she explains that she was doing it to protect her kids, but at the same time, that doesn't make it right. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I was shocked when they showed, because, you know, we've heard several times that Lily left them, and it kind of makes you like, well, why did she just leave like that, you know? But they kind of explained that this time, that she was trying to leave to take them away from Giuseppe. So I was like, okay, Lily, I don't hate you as much. But yeah, her sitting at that table and she just wasn't saying anything. It's like, I mean, she didn't know about the cigar burn until after, right? That he said he scratched himself on something.
Or I think maybe when he, until it was happening, like when she heard him screaming, probably.
Yeah.
And then he walked out. But still, you know, if you're dragging your son into the room, something bad is going to happen.
Especially when he's screaming.
Yeah. That was, like, this was one of the most uncomfortable Thanksgiving episodes.
I know.
I will say. Yeah. But it did help me not really like, but understand Lily a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still not impressed by Julian. I'm still not. I'm not. He's not this interesting guy. He's a little sick, yes, I admit that. But hell, I mean, the second Joseph Morgan strolled onto the screen, I knew he was bad, and I was on board. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this guy's like, kind of like annoying bad. It's not like, oh shit. Like even with Kai last year. Like, he was bad, and, you know, we started out calling him Creepy Kai, but the way that he was bad was, like, you still kind of liked him, but this guy's just, like, annoying.
He's not interesting. He's not interesting.
No.
It's what it comes down. He's not attractive, and he's not interesting, so I have no use for you, honey. I don't.
Oh, my God.
What?
When Enzo called him out and wanted to fight him, I was like, "Oh shit!" And then I'm like, "I put in my notes, epic sword fight between Enzo and Julian. Too bad it's over Lily." But then it's funny because as my notes go on, my thoughts change about Lily. But I'm like, Enzo just needs to let it go. He just needs to let that guy and Lily go.
Let it go. Let it go.
Oh no! Don't do that. No. I'm sick of that song. Oh my God.
He just needs to let it go. But, you know, during that sword fight, it would have been so awesome if you thought that Enzo was going to die or had a chance of dying, but then you realize, oh, he's in the flash forward, so clearly he's not going to die.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Well, I did.
I was just like, oh, no. You know what I thought, though? Because, okay, we find out that Lily and the heretics put a spell to protect Julian. So they linked his life with hers, right? Which is basically what they did to Bonnie and Elena. So I'm like, oh, I think they're setting it up now. Like, if they can break that spell so that they could kill Julian, I wonder if they can break the spell with Bonnie and Elena.
Yeah, but isn't it different, though? Like, they're linked together alive and everything. But it's like, for Bonnie and Elena, it's one can't live while the other does. So I don't think they're the same.
Well, they're not the same, but they're still, they're... Okay, I see what you're saying, but I don't know. If they can break that spell, I don't see why they can't break the other one. I just don't know if they're, like, setting it up for if Nina Dobrev ever does decide to come back. There's, like, a little loophole. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe if Lily was the one who suggested it, then she must know how to break it.
And anyways, if you have heretics who can siphon magic, why can't they just siphon
the spell?
Off of Bonnie and Elena?
Why didn't no one think of that?
Nobody wants to, because everybody's happy Elena's gone. I don't really care one way or the other.
Yeah. I can't really say much. You know what? I have been watching past episodes. And, I just started back on season 3 of Vampire Diaries, and it reminded me of just how fun and exciting and just awesome it was. And I was on the edge of my seat, even though I'd seen this before. And it makes me miss that sort of tape where it was just going in a direction and you didn't know what was going to happen. Every week was thrilling and exciting. But now it's just like filler. Filler, flashback, filler. A little bit of mystery. Flash forward.
Yeah, I don't think it's horrible. Oh, it's not horrible, but I think they can be doing a lot more with these little things that they're throwing out there. Like the whole thing with the Phoenix Stone, it's like, okay, it was interesting because you're like, oh shit, there's like ancient vampire souls in this Phoenix Stone. What's going to happen next? And then it's like, oh, well, nothing. Like nothing has happened.
Yeah,
and
it would have been
sword thing. So it's like, okay, so if the Phoenix Stone is inside the sword, they can kill Julian, but if it's not in there, he can't die. But it's like, explain why. Like, make it a little
more
interesting.
But here's my question.
Then.
Why do we care about killing Julian so much? We just met the dude, and he just seems boring and lame so far. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, he's obviously a horrible vampire. Like, he beat what's-her-face into an abortion, essentially. Yes, that makes
mm-hmm.
him terrible, and he should pay for his crime and maybe be sucked back into the Phoenix Stone, but I'm not seeing another threat, another kind of threat. So for them to introduce this weapon and to kill him, it's like, oh, well, okay, cool story, bro. I don't you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. It's not like, oh, it's the White Stogate going to kill Klaus, who has done all these terrible things to us, you know? So I just feel like everything is like, whatchamacallit, everything's on autopilot. Doesn't this show feel like it's an autopilot?
Yeah. Yeah, there's like little things here and there that's like, oh my god, but then it's like it just goes back to being okay.
Yeah, I want them to kick us up into high gear. Like those heretics, you have something there. Do something with them other than have them pop up and stop spending so much time setting up the season. We're in episode 7. Usually by this time we know who the bad guy is and we want him dead, and now they're figuring out twists and turns that are happening and killing people. But we're still, like, we still don't know what's going on. We still don't have a defined bad guy or that something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's Julian, but I think there's more to him than they're telling us so far. But I think they just need to, like, explain
get
that.
Get to it.
Can we
get to it? Like, dude,
exactly.
Maybe I'm just being impatient, but I'm just tired of digging through all this extra plot. We need to get to the good
mm-hmm.
stuff now and just start doing something. Seriously.
I agree.
But
I
other than
agree.
That, that's, like Forrest Gump said, that's all I got to say about that.
At one point when Valerie was talking to Caroline about the babies, and she was
mm-hmm.
saying that she had tried to do the same spell with her baby, with Stefan, I was like, oh my god, there's a little baby Salvatore walking around somewhere.
Me too. I thought so too, but I was more like, oh god, are we going to have another long, long Salvatore? Oh, jeez.
I mean, that would have been cool, though, because, I don't know, it's weird. It's weird, but then she's like, it didn't work, and I'm like, aw, poor Stefan.
Whoa.
But, you know, I did read on Julie, because remember we were talking about Julie Plec said that she would explain the whole thing with Alaric's babies in after this episode. So
mm-hmm.
on her blog, she posted that they had been talking, like the writers had been talking about how they were going to get Rick to go on like this good path for the 7th season. So they were talking about having, you know, keeping that storyline with the Gemini coven putting the babies in someone else, but she had said that they were talking about putting it in a stranger and having the stranger pop up at Alaric's house one day saying that, you know, she's pregnant with his babies, which would have been weird. But then she said that when Candace Akala said that she was pregnant, they decided to have it be her. to do it, because I guess, you know, it creates a little bit of drama. The show obviously loves, because she's with Stefan, and now Stefan's realizing that he can never be a father and that he almost was one. So now Caroline having these babies, but they're not his, they're Rick's. I don't know. So I guess you were right. They did write it in because Candace is pregnant. But I just, I'm eh about the whole thing.
I mean, it could be interesting, but there's just so much happening. None of it really connects for me right now. Everything is just like one thing after another, but they're all like all over the place. This show is all over the place, to be honest. So I'm just waiting for all of this to make sense and for something to catch my attention and be like, okay, here we go. I'm on board 1,000%. And the closest thing that we have to that right now is just the relationship between Damon and Stefan. And how they're working together. I like their scenes together. And I do like, you know, this Bonnie Enzo thing, what's going on so far. We'll see how that goes. But everything else just feels like filter, or whatchamacallit, filler.
Yeah.
And poor Matt.
Yeah, it does.
Poor Matt. He's just rolling through the city, like.
he's trying to make a difference, but he's not doing shit.
Exactly.
And it's not his fault. He is trying, but I don't know.
There's not much being done, and I feel like every episode we haven't gotten any further.
Well, I'm going to be really upset if Matt is the one that Bonnie was saying she did something and lost someone she cared about. I'm going to be really upset if it's Matt, because he's the only person we haven't seen in the flash forwards. And poor guy tried to do so much, and it's like, it just never works for him. So I don't want to see him. I don't want to see him gone in 3 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. Maybe he's there. Maybe he's married happily with kids and having a normal life.
I hope so.
Maybe. Well. Anyway. that's really, like, all I have to say about this episode. I'm gonna stick with it. I'm gonna stick with the show because I've already invested 6 years into this. But I really, really want them. They could do so much better, and I really, really want them to weed out all this extra nonsense and get to the heart, get back its heart. And
I have to agree.
Be more grounded.
I agree, because it's not horrible, but it just needs to get back to the roots. And how everything flowed. Because it was like that for years. And then all of a sudden it just... I think they're putting all their good content into the originals. So they're like, The Vampire Diaries has been on for a while.
I don't know. But we'll see how it all pans out. So...
Yes. We have to see how Lily is working with her son, finally.
And how Caroline, just how these flash forwards pan out. So,
yes.
I'm gonna keep going, and we'll see. That's the new key term. We'll see.
That we shall.
Well, yes. Thank you guys for listening, and we will be back next week. And if you want to check out other podcasts or past episodes, you can go to thevero.com, on Facebook at Variety Radio Line, and on Twitter at thevero. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.